The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that you have heard you wonder about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show.
Exciting!
Oh my lord, somebody's levels just put the meter through the board. Hello everyone, this is Anthony here.
Are you sure?
I'm not really that sure anymore, to be honest with you. I'm trying to hold on. We'll our levels seemed a little out of whack for a few moments, so let's get back with this. Okay, so let's go ahead and start. Hey everyone, this is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe live on lockdown from Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 208 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, December 21st, 2020. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on facebook.com/The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel a bit today myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear ya. It's been one of those years where it seems like everything has just gone down the fucking toilet.
I know, right? What the hell is up with that?
Yeah, it's... You know, I used to make fun of the year 2020 only because of how Barbara Walters would say 2020. But holy cow,
2020.
The year has become much worse than just the way the name of the year is pronounced, man.
It's holy Christ,
economically,
I know.
Economically devastating, health-wise devastating, mentally incapacitating. However, wheat sales have gone up better than ever.
Well, great for wheat sales. I'm good to wheat sales.
Woohoo!
Do not lose your trajectory.
That's right. That's right. So, Anthony, what's been going on in your world?
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you know, lockdown myself. Well, actually, only for a little bit. The lockdown in Florida lasted about 31 days, and after that, it ended. We are actually running most things at full capacity right now, or at least near full capacity. We have indoor dining. We have outdoor dining. We have sporting events. We have bars and clubs. We have I know, right? So
Roger's excited. He's got something else to say besides
what do you
got to
say?
Thing.
What do you got to say, Roger?
Wow.
Okay, Roger, that was phenomenal. Thank you for sharing that. Looking forward to hearing more about it in the future. Working from home was kind of nice. I enjoyed it doing IT from home, so that helped a lot.
Lots of Zoom calls,
which eventually turned into Teams calls. But then, after that, almost done with school here. We got one semester to go of 3-credit class, and my degree's done. I'm in the bag.
Nice.
So I'm
did
very
you have
excited.
Anyone? Did you have anyone in this in the area that you work like have a completely taken apart machine that they decided to just do themselves?
Not yet. Most people don't even do that. Surprisingly, really? I've never run into that. Surprisingly, where people have actually taken it completely apart. I've run into situations where they've started smoking on people, which was quite amusing. Yeah, no, absolutely. There was a laptop that someone was working on it. They weren't doing anything they weren't supposed to be doing, but they were working on the laptop, sitting there typing along. All of a sudden, it started smoking, and like a little metal bracket, the memory module bracket.
Oh.
There was an empty bracket, but it, you know, that metal clip. Apparently, because, you know, cheap solder work on a brand, the clip eventually made itself loose, which is not unfamiliar in Florida, through corrosion, and it just came down and it shorted out, like, the battery terminals and shit, and it literally fried the laptop.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Wow. So, Anthony, holy shit, it's been 9 months since our last show. Can you believe that?
9 months. Wow.
9 months.
Well, you know, things got kind of crazy because they got crazy for you. They've been crazy for me.
Yep. And the craziness has not ended by any stretch. The craziness has a long ways to go. You know?
Like this reach for this pen.
Yeah, what you reaching for?
I'm trying to... My lawn guy just sent me a text message to let me know... He was going to be by on Thursday, so I wanted to make sure I found out how much I owed him.
Okay. Is that the cute Hispanic lawn guy? Or the cute Puerto
Rican? No, this one is neither cute nor young. but he cuts the lawn for cheap, so it usually works out pretty well. And that's the important part. That is the important part. My phone was ringing, but I think it was a spam call.
Well, moving on.
My
life here in pandemic has been affected as well, just like everything else. It's been a lot harder here because a lot of things are closed.
Right, so, now, in comparison, because we didn't go through any lockdown. I mean, we went through a brief one, and now it's not lockdown again. What is your restaurant capacity at the moment?
Right now, there is technically supposed to be zero indoor dining.
Really? Really?
The only dining that can take place is outdoor dining. And there's a whole lot of different ways to look at the regulations for outdoor and then those tents and the igloos and all that stupid shit that they've got set in place. But it's basically just outdoor dining, delivery, or pickup. No indoor dining.
So
now,
what was your total cases of COVID?
Here's the thing. I was going to get to that.
Okay.
Our total cases, kind of like end of October, November, were like in the 10 to 15,000 range. They have since come down considerably, and today, for the first time, they're at like they were like I think 4,000 something.
5,921. So you're actually, which is funny, because you are on a downward trend, and we, on the other hand, are in this upward trend. I mean, where we've, you know, it goes up and down. It's like a sine wave, but it's constantly going up. Because like yesterday, we had 20, or we have a phone call, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we have got like up to 13,000 at
this
one
topic
point.
Is generating lots of interest, apparently.
Okay, well, let's take the call. Hold on.
All right.
All right, caller, you're on the line. Who's calling?
Hey! Oh,
that sounds like Ezel to me. Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
Hey, this is Ezel and the boys, man.
Hey, Ezel and the boys, how you guys doing?
Man, things are looking up. You guys are back on the radio. Oh, man, the great people are going nuts, man. We're in the ball here. I'm telling you. I'm glad you're back, man. Oh, we miss you guys, man.
Well, I'm glad that you're happy to have us back, and we're actually glad to be back right now
because
it's been too long. It's been too long.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna call you back at the end of the show. You keep going, man, and we're gonna stay listening. We'll give you a call. We'll tell you what's going on here with the clay people. people.
All right, all right. Well, we'll hang out and wait to find out what's going to happen with the clay people.
So, keep it cool, man. Keep it cool.
Bye, Ezel.
Bye, Ezel. Be cool. We'll call you Ezel the ice man, the ice bee man.
There we go. So, Anthony, coming up in a little bit later, I'm going to talk to you and the rest of you all about my legal dispensary visits.
Oh,
so
yes.
Stay tuned to that.
We got more. I think we do have a... Do we have a weed corner coming up? Do we even know what's going on anymore?
You have a weed corner coming up. I just have a word of the day, and then we'll just go.
Okay,
right
so let me... did we go through our announcements? We did our announcements?
I was kind of not done, but you know what? I can be done. Do we have any voicemails?
No, we have no voicemail.
Damn.
Sorry.
I thought Dick White was going to be... Wasn't he supposed to come in tonight?
Maybe.
Do he's got my paycheck.
Dick White has kind of been hard to see. I mean, I don't think we have any voicemails.
He's got my paycheck.
Comedian mail. Mailbox. Comedian mail. Mailbox.
Hold on.
Login incorrect.
Oh.
Password.
Ooh.
Do you have a password?
I think so.
Oh.
Password.
Oh. My password is incorrect. Okay, well, that's
you
fine.
Must have the Lee effect going on right now.
I think I do. Well, I don't have a voicemail indicator, so I don't think I have voicemail. I also changed software that I'm using for this. So I'm using it, and it's better software because now I'm running everything on one machine, which is phenomenal.
Wow.
My system resources are sitting at about 45%, so we're doing
woo-hoo!
Pretty good. Our call, our video communications seems to be doing well. So anyway, let's see. What do we have? Oh, Jesus. 2 minutes till we get to your Joe's Corner. Okay, so let's go through other weed corner.
This is our first... This is like our shakedown cruise.
All right, so shakedown cruise.
Yeah,
I got some beer here.
Take your time. Yeah.
All right, so our first story of the evening for the weed corner is the civil rights group pushed New Jersey governor to pardon people for marijuana convictions.
Okay.
This comes from a website called Marijuana Moment. Marijuana Moment by
marijuana.
Kyle Yeager. A coalition of civil rights and drug policy reform groups is calling on the governor of New Jersey to systematically issue pardons for people with marijuana convictions to supplement the state's voter-approved move to legalize cannabis bill. The first group that the coalition says the governor should issue pardons for are those that are currently incarcerated over marijuana or paraphernalia convictions, those in jail awaiting trial for those offenses. Non-citizens with felonies for marijuana crimes that are eligible for expungements for any cannabis or cannabis paraphernalia-related offenses are also priorities. And that's in New Jersey. So now we move over to the House of Representatives. So now let's look at some national law here. This comes from High Times from A.J. Harrington. The U.S. House of Representatives voted earlier in the month to end the federal criminalization of marijuana with the passage of the MORE Act, a bill that would remove cannabis from the nation's list of controlled substances. If passed by the Senate, which seems unfortunately unlikely, and signed into law by the President, which also seems unlikely, the MORE Act would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level and allow the states to set their own cannabis regulation policies. The bill would also expunge convictions for many federal marijuana-related offenses and levy a commercial cannabis tax, which would be invested in communities that have been hammered by the failed war on drugs. Sam D'Arcangelo, director of the Cannabis Voter Project, wrote in an email, "It also shows that politicians at the federal level are finally catching up with their constitutions on the issue." And that's all I have for your weed corner. I guess back to you. Back to
well,
you guys.
Okay. It's time for our word of the show.
Yay, word of the show.
Last time we did a show, the word of that show was, what was that word, Anthony? It was polyphony.
Was it polyphony?
Polyphony. Or is it polyphony? Well, whatever. Polyphony
polyamorous?
Meant well, not in this term. It's a style of simultaneously combining a number of parts, each forming an individual melody and harmonizing with each other. His love affair with 16th century polyphony, for instance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We have a new word of the show. And now, this week's word is gelid. And gelid means extremely icy cold. Like, as in, it's going to be extremely gelid starting Thursday night in the Chicagoland area, which I'll talk about more later in my Feature X section. I guess, Roger's kind of biting at the bit. Let me get him talking.
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and scallops for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Monday, December 21st, 2020, and it's National French Fried Shrimp Day, Crossword Puzzle Day, National Flashlight Up Your Butthole Day, National
Oh my
Main
goodness.
Day, it's Winter Solstice,
that can't be real.
So said Phileas Fogg Win a Wager Day and Bar Humbug. It's the National Day too. Wow, that was a mouthful. By the way, did Joe tell you I moonlight as a porn advertisement voice actor?
Do
anyway,
you now?
Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky planted flower that stimulates a rather puzzling spinning wheel, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no.
Yes,
anyway,
yes.
Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Roger. Tonight, I'm enjoying the limited edition Christmas ornaments with real broken glass flavor from Paul and Stan's Ice Cream, available exclusively at your local, probably no longer existing neighborhood dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you absolutely nothing. That's miscellaneous. All right, Joe, go ahead and give a spin on that wheel. All right. Oh, no. You're not supposed to go there. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, it's been... I think Roger greased it a little too much because of the... It's been sitting for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, Roger. Not the whole can of grease. All right. They say it is the season of giving, and what's better than giving something that keeps on giving, aside from herpes? The Huffington Post has just the thing for you. Andrea was wrapping Christmas gifts at her aunt's house in East Moline, Illinois, when she opened a padded envelope containing some flags she ordered a week ago from Kohl's. She said she pulled out the flags and told her aunt about how cute they were. She then pulled out a packing slip and noticed that something was deeper inside the envelope and pulled that out, too. It was a biohazard bag containing someone else's COVID-19 test. Wow. Yeah, it had a specimen from the COVID-19 test.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Andrea, who did not immediately reply to a Monday phone message from the Associated Press, called police, who referred the issue to County Health Department, according to the East Moline Police Chief, Deputy Donut. Janet, the Chief Operating Officer at the Rock Island Health Department, told the AP that she picked up the biohazard bag over the weekend casually while shopping for donuts, and it appeared to contain a used nasal swab and identifying information of a person from Virginia. All right, so someone's test from Virginia made it all the way to Moline. Talk about fucking crazy, right? Wow. She said she was figuring out what to do next, including contacting health officials in Virginia and trying to determine if the specimen was still viable. I think she should take it out and lick it. Take it out and, like, stick it up her nose and, like, do another test. Like, there you go. Wisconsin-based Kohl's issued a statement on Monday apologizing for this very unusual and inexplicable experience. And said the package was sent from an outside direct ship vendor and not directly from the retail chain. The company said it launched its own investigation, but it declined to give further details, including the name of the vendor. All right, Betty, back to you.
Betty here. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Check these out and much, 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 much more that we recast on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Who writes this damn shit I'm reading? Jeez, Joe, you're a horrible script writer, and Roger, keep your filthy robo parts away from me. The last time your oil got on my exoskeleton, I had to be put away for repairs, and no one has made a payment yet. Anyway, do you want to be on the show?
Nobody's paid my paycheck either, Betty.
813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and whatever the hell he decides to pull out of his butthole. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Now remember, Joe, we have a limitation on what you can pull out of your butthole in the studio, all right?
Okay.
You had that conversation with HR, right? Okay, good.
We will go to that one later. Anyways, thanks, Betty. Before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. And unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and 44 degrees. The dew point is 27 and the humidity is at 51%, with winds howling out of the west at 17 miles per hour and gusting to 30 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Monday, tonight, cloudy, then becoming partly cloudy with a low around 30. It's going to be easy breezy with a west-northwest wind blowing 10 to 20 miles per hour. Butthole gusts could get as high as 35 miles per hour. Tuesday, it will be a mostly sunny day with a high near 42. Northwest winds low at 5 to 10, becoming south in the afternoon. Butthole inns could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. Wednesday, oh, drats. Rain likely, mainly afternoon. It will be a mostly cloudy day with a high near 49.
Wow.
Breezy with a south wind 20 to 25 miles per hour with butthole gusts as high as 35. Chance of precipitation is 70%. A chance of flurries on Christmas Eve, partly sunny with a high near 22. Ooh, excuse me. Christmas Day, mostly sunny with a high near 23. Christmas hangover, mostly sunny with a high near 34. And that's your Chicago weather. And now it's time for Joe's feature. Yeah. You can play Osaka,
okay.
Trip to Osaka song. I think that would have been the
and
first.
And now for the news.
We'll try that.
Tonight, folks, we don't actually have news. I'm going to talk to you about my three trips to the legal marijuana dispensary Mocha. You might ask, who owns Mocha? Well, Mocha is owned by the brothers Doug and Danny Marks. Now, just so you know, they were an independent dispensary in Illinois, one of the very few. But they have been since purchased by a New York City weed company, which is sent to, make them part of the big guys now.
Are they like the Mocha Brothers? Like the Mocha? Yeah, something like that?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know.
No, it doesn't like
but,
that.
AWH, formerly Ascend Wellness Holdings, is buying Mocha's dispensaries in the River North and Logan Square neighborhoods. The acquisition is the first in Chicago for AWH, which owns the Illinois Supply and Provisions dispensaries in Springfield and Collinsville, and a growing facility in Barrie. Mocha has operated its Logan Square dispensary since 2016. The location started selling recreational marijuana when sales became legal in Illinois on January 1st, 2020. It opened a second recreational-only location in River North just a few weeks ago. So, they are actually my very first legal dispensary, and I gotta say, it's been a pretty darn quick experience each and every time I've gone, and it's been three times now.
Nice.
So, in Illinois, you get, as a recreational customer, 35.23 grams per month of weed.
Okay.
And that can come in the form of flour or shake or cartridges.
Okay.
Or joints, for instance.
Or joints.
I got this. Let's see if I can take this out here. I can show you on the camera. This nice, tasty joint.
Oh, there you go. Pre-rolls. Yeah, we get the pre-rolls.
Now this is going to be a nice little treat for my buddy Lee on Christmas. So, wow! I don't want to spill my beer. There we go. Anyway, so you know, I basically did all my ordering on their website. They have everything they offer directly there.
Nice.
And I decided to just kind of do my own research. I go to Leafly, did a comparison of the strains, see what I wanted, you know, the kind of effects I wanted. Ooh. And yeah, there you go. So I pre-ordered on the website, and then when you get there, and it's like 10 minutes from my house, it's ridiculously
Yeah, that's nice.
There.
That's nice.
You know, winter and the cold, it's, yeah, but so what? It's still 10 minutes. It makes me walk faster. Anyways, you do go through a lot of security when you go there.
See, I don't. Surprisingly, I don't. I'll tell you about mine, and when you're down here, you'll have to go with me. But I'll tell you about mine after you're done with yours, so continue. We'll compare experiences.
Mine, you get patted by a security just like you were going into a club. Yeah, they have a metal detector.
Wow.
You know, they wand you, and then you got to take out your ID. They scan your ID. And then you go in, and it's like a plexiglass area. It's all clear plexiglass. So you can see everything, but it's all divided.
Okay.
You check in, you present your ID, and then they're like, oh, okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're here for this, blah, blah, blah. You go inside. If you're a pre-order customer, you go directly to the line for the cashiers. Once you get to a cashier, you present your ID. They look you up, they see your order, and they give you your total. You can pay cash, or you can use your debit card with a PIN number.
Do they take can pay as well?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to look that one up.
Okay.
But they do take a debit card transaction, so that's actually pretty good. You know, if you don't have any cash, debit card.
Mine started doing that recently too.
But they do charge like a $3.50 fee, I do believe.
Yes, that as well.
Oh, and it's weird. They do it in increments of like $10.
$10.
Yeah. So I got some cash back from the transaction. So once you're done with the cashier, you know, you go to like a prescription waiting area, and depending on how busy, you could either wait for like a minute or you could wait 5-10 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But normally, it never lasts longer than 10 minutes.
That's good.
So, you know, I got to say, it's kind of a neat. It's neat. It's quick. It's fast. Now, I have not yet been to the walk-up where you can decide, you know, talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's the gong.
Oh, yeah, we do have the gong. We've got break in 2 minutes.
Yeah. So, you know, I think overall it was a pleasant experience. I order online. I choose what I want, and I go. And here's the thing, though. Leaving, it's a little, I don't know. It's like you have to exit out through the back. You can't go out the same way you came in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, and there's lots of security everywhere. There's people, there's guards. There's like a guard kind of like on a pedestal built up, just checking, spying, not spying on, but yeah, basically checking shit out.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
See, and I mean, I can, after the break, we'll do my weather, and then we can go back into my weed experience. I'll explain, because I've been to a couple places here, and I can tell you how they each, at least two of the major ones, tend to do things. But there's a third one that I've done as well, so.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a process, you know, it's a little process, but it's not anything where I've ever waited in line for an incredibly long time.
Yeah, there are times where I've waited like 45 minutes to an hour and a half for weed.
Oh, wow.
We'll get into those experiences after the break. So, all right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, Life Behind the Music at Olivia Records, Bhutan discriminate same-gender sex, a Singapore gay activist renews his sex law challenge, Bolivia creates free unions for queer couples, Talaxia joins Mexico's marriage equality state. U.S. courts affirm trans rights in Oregon and Nevada. And drag queen story timers sue one of Australia's leading homophobes for defamation, and everything else. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be gel-ed in four minutes or less. Wear a mask, socially distance yourself, don't pee in the corner, and watch out for the Rona.
What if you want to pee in the corner?
Well, then don't get the Rona when you do it. That's the important part.
Okay.
All right, where's the carts? God damn it, where'd the carts go? Here's the cart. I found the cart. Wait. Cart. Cart. Break. There's the cart.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Hello, hello, it's the shampoo that glorifies your hair, so hello, everybody, hello, with softer, lively curls and brighter, sparkling hair, so hello, everybody, hello, hello, shampoo, hello.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
Go, go! I'll have Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins', what a meal.
It's finger-licking good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it sassy.
Piccolo Partuteries, Joe Wisdom is fiddling with my language circuits again. It's me, Betty, and you are listening to Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that the only continent with no active volcanoes is Australia? Did you know that elephants are the only mammal that can't jump? And did you know that a strawberry is the only fruit in which seeds grow on the outside? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Happy Holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Cheyampa Radio.
My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Okay, go ahead and cue that robot.
Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, whatever Anthony's got up next. But first, I want us all to take a moment to ponder why Betty is so mean to me. I'm really a gentle loving robot. I have my faults. Do we not all? Oh well, if I could sigh, it would be a sad sigh. Anyway, I will perk up friends by telling you to grab your favorite snacks, beverages and or devices. I know you all too well, you horny biatches. So we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. And Joe, now would be a good time to mute any moves pooping you had in mind.
Oh boy.
Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
Well, before we continue with our discussion about dispensary experiences, it is time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 56 degrees Fahrenheit. There is no wind chill. There is no heat index. The humidity is currently 87%. Dew point is about 52 degrees. And the visibility is about 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 70. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 75.
Wow.
On Wednesday night, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 61. That's it for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. And now, on to our discussion.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you, Roger. You're very nice tonight.
You got it, Anthony.
Betty's nice. Did us having you two turned off for so long make you like appreciative of what you do now? Is that what happened? You're all saying thank you. Yeah, there you go. I knew that wouldn't last long.
You know what? I never utilized my device.
You know, I need to do the same thing. Where is it? What did I put it? I need to utilize some of that chocolate that's in a different room.
Just real quick to recap, though, the experiences we both had, because we kind of talked about it a little bit. Went back on live, are vastly different.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think I know why.
Why? Why, Joe? Why?
Well, because we just have way more crime issues, and it's just been a mess.
Yeah, that is true. Do the dispensaries there get robbed often? Do they have issues with? Or have they had issues?
There has been some high profile cases. Yeah.
Oh wow, wow, yeah. that's kind of crazy. I didn't realize that.
The problem, part of the problem, is it's still an illegal drug on the Fed side, and so therefore banking can't happen, and therefore you're gonna take in a lot of cash.
Well, it sounds like the debit card thing is helping.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But, you still may have some people that freak out. They don't want your bank to know. You don't want your bank to know that you...
Fuck it. I don't care. It's HIPAA. It's protected under HIPAA, bitch. Well, for you it isn't. Well, for me it is. For me. Yeah. Now, do you still have the option of going medical in the state of Illinois?
Oh, of course. I just got to look at the process and just make sure I can qualify. Because I do have a lot of joint pain. I do have a lot of... I could potentially have RA down the road. And
all right.
Probably could qualify.
And do keep in mind that, a lot of times things such as, anxiety and that... Like, my anxiety is covered under, PTSD. So that kind of works for me. And it helps. And it's a good thing.
What's your experience like when you go to... You were going to talk about some fun...
Yeah, so, we have three major... There's more than three, but there's three dispensaries I've tried out of several in the area. And for each one, you have to have a card. Obviously, a valid card to enter or an email from the state saying, you get this automated email when you get approved. And you go in... And a lot of them, some of them are good with walk-ins, but some of them are really bad. Like, for example, Trulieve has a reasonable reasonably good selection of flower as of late, and a lot of different strains, and some good strains too. But the problem is you can go there, at least one of the locations that I've been there, you go there and you end up waiting like an hour and a half to pick up your order.
Why so long?
Some locations are just really slow in how they process things.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And then, but I also like Curaleaf, which I usually do an online order. And even when I've done online orders with Curaleaf, I've waited a while. Especially the particular location in Tampa has always been slow. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's the way they process people or what they do. And I think the last time my experience going there was when I went ahead and I think I got a text that told me I was in line and my spot was being held and I had 5 minutes to get there to save my place. I was next in line. I'm like, this is fantastic, right? Well, it was in line to be in the next queue. You know, like Disney World, you go through a queue and you're like, oh, I'm there. No, you have to step over here and go through that queue over there. And I'm like, oh, you motherfuckers. And it was like, I'm like, well, how long is it? Like 45 minutes to an hour. And I'm like, I can't wait that long. I can't. And it wasn't a big order. So I'm just like, fuck you. I'm like, and I told her, I says, I'm sorry. I can't deal with your bullshit. I'm like, just cancel the order. And I left.
Yeah.
So the one I prefer, I usually go to, is a Curaleaf, and that's up in Lutz. And
I'm just real curious. I wonder if it's, do they do something differently?
They may be one of the busiest locations. I've noticed with other dispensaries that I've gone to, especially for pickup orders, you are usually already dispensed because they have to go through the process of dispensing it before they can give it to you. And I think a lot of locations just automatically dispense it when they fulfill the order. And if you don't show up, they just return it back and undispense it or de-dispense it or do something. But I think this location, they just wait. They just put the product in a bag and throw it on a shelf. And then when you finally come in is when they dispense it. Well, I don't know if it's their system or the state. And I still think a lot of it is them. It takes them like, oh God, like 10 minutes to dispense like, I don't know, a few eighths of weed or some shit like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the one I go to, you walk in, it's in a strip mall. It's in a strip mall on the side of a highway. And you
Everything
go into
in Florida is a strip mall,
huh?
Everything in Florida.
Yeah, that's true. Everything. I mean, the weed. I think my actual general practitioner is in a strip mall. So you go through the door, and it's like a vestibule. It's like a waiting area, but it's all glass. You can see into the sales floor, and there's a desk, and you step up to the desk with your card. You bring your medical card. And they check in your medical card. And, of course, it's the whole, you know, are you getting something? Are you picking up? If you're getting something and there's a line, you have to go. They buzz you in and you have to wait. If you're picking up, sometimes they'll just do it right through the window at that check-in window. And sometimes I go in and you do, like, the first counter. That's it. There's no metal detectors. There's no pat-downs. There's not even a security guard at a lot of the dispensaries that I've gone to.
Wow.
The other one that I like is Move, MUV. They have some nice flower. It's expensive, but it's good. And I do the pickup with them. It looks like they have a nice sales area. It's very bougie kind of a sales area, but they have like a pick. You walk in, and again, it's in a strip mall. It's next to like a sporting goods store. You walk in, and there's like a checkout counter to the right in front of you, which is still behind glass and a locked door because the door to the sales area is always locked. They have to buzz you in. It's just this glass wall with all the kiosks. And, I mean, they don't necessarily have all the flower out there on display. Most of what they have are the carts and shit like that for some reason. So they have all that bullshit. And then if you turn to your left, there's like two bank teller windows. And you walk up to the windows and you slide them your card. They look it up. Boop, boop, boop. They pop in. They're like, blah, 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 mister. And I'm like, all right, I'm, you know, you either give them the cash or give me your debit card or do the can pay thing. You hold their phone up to them. Here you go. Scan the QR code. And they scan it. Bink, bink goes through. And they just sign something, put it in a box and slide your shit through the window.
it still is like, why so many steps? You know, it's just,
I know. For me, for my aspect, it is I am dispensing it in a medical fashion. Yes. So, I guess they need to track it as like a medical product. Like, because I know going to the pharmacy to get my cholesterol medication, I go through some of the same bullshit. It's like, okay, I had to set up my account. Here's my insurance card. And here's my driver's license. And yeah, this is my address. I'm here to pick up my
cost. I wonder if there will ever be a day when insurance will pick up the costs of your weed.
Which is funny because you would think, you imagine it would, because it is considered a medical thing, but I don't know. Probably not. No, I don't think so.
It would be a good thing, though.
I think people would be consistently stoned and not broke.
But here's the thing, you know, if you wanted to, you could pay like an extra $50 or $75 or $100. For a medical marijuana option on your insurance, and it would cover all of your purchases.
True.
And that would be great. That would be like, okay, $100 a month for perhaps $400 in product a month. Hey.
Yeah, but I guess the question is then, will they make, I mean, if they're, if, it, yeah, see, and I think that's like the big issue. It's like you don't go to like CVS and like load up on cholesterol pills. You don't go up and say, hey, Mr. Pharmacist, hey you, I need another fix of these cholesterol pills. I need more. Well, I just gave you some last week. Your insurance says you have to wait 30 days for a refill. But man, I need it now. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, point taken.
you'd have to, if you paid $1,000 a month, they'd probably cover it. But you know, all right, let's roll out to our plethora section then. Let me start that, and we'll move the ball along. And that's it for your crazy Florida news, Betty. Back to you.
I don't know what the fuck
she's
doing now.
Go, Betty, go. Play Betty 3.
She says playing, but it just won't work.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned in to, Shy Impa.
Well, the database that you are tuned into, Shy Impa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Impa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chimpa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
Wow.
Plethora. Remember, we need a show title.
We do. I thought we did have a show title. We survived 2020.
Is that okay? Okay.
Or Rona free in 2020. I don't know. I mean, we still got like a week or so before the end of the 10 days until the end of the year. So anything can happen. It's anyone's game. But so far, we survived 2020. Oh,
anything can happen. Anything.
That almost sounds like a dare to the universe and say, come on, give it your best shot. I don't want to throw that out there. That's not my goal. My goal is to, like, kind of have a nice, easy ride into 2021, you know, kind of like...
Well, I think, quite honestly, that 2021 is going to...
suck just as bad as 2020.
Well, that, or it's going to be, like, let's rush to open everything crazy. And oh my god, before we're even ready to do shit, people are busting down your doors. It's like, holy shit, hold on, we haven't trained all these people yet. Right?
That's what you're gonna get.
Now, the money is going to be good, of course, because people are going to come in droves. They want to get out. They want to get out. They want to get out. They want to sit down in your nice plush carpeted boots.
Nice plush carpeted boots with all of the trapped farts that they missed being at home. Because when you dine at home during a pandemic, you dine in your own farts. How can you not dine in somebody else's farts when you are in lockdown? That is the concern of today's Americans, is sitting in someone else's stank when you dine out in a plush fluffy booth.
And there's a show title, Sitting in Someone Else's Stank.
There you go. All right, we got it. We got it. Sitting in someone else's stank. Hello, Plethora. So, I missed you.
I know. Plethora 7 months too long. Wonderful. You know, Ezel, this would be a great time if you wanted
to. Yeah, I know, Ezel. If you wanted a call, you should give us a call now, Ezel. Should we call Ezel? Maybe we should call Ezel.
Yeah, we've never done an actual call.
Let me see. Let me see if I get Ezel's number here. Hold on.
Meanwhile, tonight's beer is from Distill Brewery. It is the Wild Sour Series Lindbrook. It is a Berliner-style Weiss beer with raspberries. It is a 4.2% alcohol content by volume. Uh-oh. Benny, what are you doing? But I'm not kidding you. Roger's moonlighting as a porn voiceover.
Is he really?
Yes, I've heard him on various different sites. Speaking of which, Pornhub man has slimmed down its videos. There's a lot of stuff that's missing.
Really?
And some of it was not at all what they were talking about, and some of the bullshit that was happening. There was like big New York Times articles. Pornhub got into big trouble because people were finding that they were exploited, and their likeness or their images were on Pornhub.
I think
here we go.
Now I have to be able to answer the call here.
Hang on,
I'm trying to answer the phone.
And I'm spilling beer all over myself.
Yes, I'm going to save the content. All right. There we go. I think you're on the air. Caller,
hey,
are you on the air? The caller is on the air. Sounds like Ezel to me. Don't drink the bong water, Ezel.
Oh, man, I love it. Man, I love it. Man, this is great. I'm telling you. You know what?
What?
You talk about anxiety. Try spending 9 months in a cave with a clay people. You talk about anxiety. Holy shit, man.
You just come to Florida. Corona don't exist in Florida.
Oh, man. We're going to come down to Florida, yeah.
But let me tell you, you and from other people that I've heard that have come down here from being up in New York or being up in Illinois or what have you, it seems like a whole different world to you guys right now.
A whole new world.
You'll be like, what the fuck is going on? There's no virus in Florida. It feels like there's no virus in Florida, the way people are.
I think that's the way it's in the suburbs.
Man, I can't wait.
Wear your mask and use August.
I'm going to use that August and wear the mask. Here's the thing, though. The problem is, you know, they took the comfort creatures away.
The comfort creatures.
Yeah, I can't bring the bees no more.
I know. It's a shame.
They told me no more bees. Just the dog.
You can do the dog. All right. And remember...
Yeah, but man, I got no dog.
You should get a dog. You know what? No.
You should some bees in the butthole.
You should make the... I'm not going to address the bees in the butthole of the dog. Can't you dress up a bee to look like a dog?
You know what? That might work.
You're like a tiny dog, like a mint pin bee or something, like a bubble mint pin or something.
But here, I got a great idea.
Okay, what is that?
We were sitting around trying to figure out what we could do, and we're going to start a new company called Comfort Creature for Rent.
Comfort Creatures for Rent.
Yeah, if you don't have a dog and you need one to get on an airplane, you can rent my dog for X amount of money, you know?
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, man, you can rent a car, you can rent a tool. Why can't you rent a dog for
Why can't you rent a creature comfort?
Can I rent
comfort?
A pony?
Yeah, but you can't bring it on the plane, though.
Maybe. What if it's a comfort pony? What if Joe rents a comfort pony? Joe can rent a comfort pony and bring it on the plane.
No, I'm gonna bring it on the bus.
I don't have any pony sound effects. I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't think it would ever get to that.
No. I can see people getting like pet, you know, comfort tarantulas.
Oh my God, comfort!
You know,
everything.
Comfort scorpions, maybe.
And we're broadcasting from the comfort end.
Comfort iguana.
Comfort iguana.
There we go.
Wow. Oh man, that was down in southern Illinois, man.
I believe that. Craig.
They're kind of strange down there, you know.
Yeah, they are.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to coming down there and visit that studio in Tampa, please.
But you can wear a mask. You can wear a mask, but remember, a used condom does not constitute a face mask, Giselle. I heard about what happened up there.
Man.
It doesn't work. Not the same thing, Giselle.
All right, boys, it's good to hear you on the radio again, man.
Me too, Giselle. All right, Giselle, you have a good night. Thanks for calling.
All right, boys, we'll see you later. And you know what? You know what?
Smoke it if you got it. All righty, so have a good night.
Bye.
All right. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are on, and I think someone just stole my car out of the parking lot.
Oh, no.
It's fine. It's just a little thing. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Well, yikes, Anthony. Those rat-chewed wires that you talked about in the previous show, they scare me.
Wow.
But, hey,
well,
I'm glad you could join us.
Now I think it was the rats that stole my car.
But, hey, I'm glad you could join us for the show and Anthony's show tonight here on Chiampa Radio. And be sure to visit chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and then Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. And I'm actually kind of not doing much for the next week or so I may be doing a little bit of this during the week. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit chiampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, since you're here, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technic Q audio procedures? You can do this too. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org for a complete listening experience. God bless America.
God bless America.
Well, that was a great show, folks, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed it on a recast. I hope it makes you laugh.
I hope it makes you laugh a lot.
Yes. And if you're still listening at this point,
congratulations.
Right?
You win. You win the prize.
Well, we may or may not be back next week. I'm not sure what's
happening.
I'm hoping
we can be. We may have to do Sunday night, though, because we may have a house guest at next week. So Sunday night may work best.
Okay.
If you're game for that.
I'll just push up the schedule of when I can do my scripting.
Okay, sounds good. All right, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back, chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't bring your comfort pony on an airplane after you put bees in its butthole. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for an episode of This Way Out with a C for clitoris.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks
or from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.